This is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large. Today is the first full day of autumn. It arrived yesterday morning at 8:31. And to celebrate, we bring you a nocturne in four movements featuring an ensemble of forest singers. Don Steinkraus, a professor of entomology at the University of Arkansas for 30 years, conducts, and he begins with Dusk.
Those are scissor grinder cicadas. They sound like someone grinding scissors on a sharpening wheel. And those are male cicadas, and they're up in the trees, and they live in the soil for years as nymphs and suck on tree roots. And then they come out, and most people have seen the shells of a cicada on a tree where they've shed their shell, and then the winged adult comes out and goes up the tree, and it sings to meet the females. But that's a particular type of annual cicada. There's also periodical cicadas, which occur every 13 years in the south and every 17 years in the north. No, we don't have those right now. This is an annual cicada. Well, did you hear how that faded? It's because it takes a lot of energy to sing if you're a cicada. And they get tired, and then they have to stop for a while and then restart up again. And the females are recognizing who's a good, strong singer. So they can judge and say, this is a really strong male, and I'll go try to find him. A couple hours later, as it gets darker, and this is what turns them on. When it's dark, they start singing. You start hearing all the Orthoptera. That is the katydids, the crickets all begin to sing. Now, there are crickets that sing in the daytime, and there are katydids singing in the daytime, but most of them sing at night. And so when it gets dark enough, you get this transition between cicadas to katydids and other Orthoptera. And so what you're hearing now is this background noise of many, many crickets all singing, and then also katydids in the trees. So now at about midnight, you're hearing still the background noise of many, many thousands of crickets in the ground, like on the ground. And then up in the trees, you're still hearing the true katydid. That's the true katydid that you're hearing there. And they can occur in vast numbers and make a tremendous racket. But they're a very special insect. I want to point out, none of these insects, cicadas, true katydids, crickets, they are not pests, really. A lot of people think insects are pests. These things are not. They're just a really beautiful part of nature. And so these true katydids are up there singing. They can't fly. And most people don't see them very often. They're a very big green insect, which looks just like a leaf. If you see one, you'll say, man, that is a great leaf mimic. So they're up high in the trees, and they don't fly. So you actually, a lot of people never see them because they don't come down to the ground that often. And the female lays her eggs in twigs. And then in the spring, those eggs will hatch, and little baby ones come out and start to cycle over again. Okay, so about 2 o'clock in the morning, most of these insects are winding down for the night. The crickets aren't. You'll hear the crickets all night. But the katydids seem to stop around 1 to 2 a.m. And all these insects are also cold-blooded. So as the temperature drops in the night, they move slower. They are less able to sing. So temperature has a big effect on their ability to sing. But the katydids have stopped. But the crickets will continue all night long.
Don Steinkraus, who was an entomology professor at the University of Arkansas for 30 years, leading us through the sounds of insects just outside our homes.